So the Heilige Mishnah weiter Masechtes Ksubis Perigimel Mishnah Beis V'Elu, and these are the Na'arais She'ein Lahen Knas, that there would not be any Knas. So the Mishnah Balag Yairis. Yairis is a girl that became a ger, Vala Shvuya, a captive, Vala Shivcha or a Shivcha, She'en Nivdu V'She'en Ezgairu. They were redeemed, they became a ger, V'She'en Eztachu, they were freed. Yisairis Al B'nais Shalash Shalom V'Yem Echad, when they were more than 3 years in a day. In other words, they were already 3 years in a day, and it was still before they were a Giyaris or a Shvuya or a Shivcha. Now we assume already that they are no longer a Psula. They were together with another man, and therefore there is no Knas. Rabbi Huda said, Shvuya Shenivdes, a captive woman that was redeemed, Hereo Bigdushasa, meaning to say, she retains her original Kiddusha. We don't assume somebody was with her, Afalpi Shegedayla, even though she was a Gedayla at that time. And that's the reason in regard to a Shvuya, Rabbi Huda holds that there would be a Knas, because the Knas is only if she's a Psula. Here come more Na'ore, said there's no Knas. So the Mishnah Abba Albita, his daughter, Albas Bita, his daughter's daughter, Albas Bina, his son's daughter, Albas Ishta, his wife's daughter, Albas Bina, his wife's son's daughter, or Albas Bita, or his wife's daughter's daughter. In all these cases, Ein Lahen Knas. Why would he not have to pay a fine? Nay, Shemeschayev Benashay. He has to pay for his life for these Averis. Shemisase Bidei Bezdin. These Averis, daughter, granddaughter, he's Chayev Misa. In the previous Mishnah, we learned a list of women that he's Aser to, but those were Chiyuve Krisos, which is bad enough, but Lamaisa, they were not Chiyuve Misa's Bezdin. From this list of Bitoi, Bas Binoi, Bas Ishtoi, Bas Binoi, and Bas Bita, they are Chiyuve Misa's Bezdin. And the rule is, V'chalem is Chayev B'Nafshoi, anyone who's Chayev with his life, Enim Hashalem Oman, does not pay money. How do we know this? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'lo Yeh Asayin Onesh Yeh Onesh. Pasuk says over there, if men fight, and by mistake, a woman that was pregnant got in the middle, and she miscarries, that means that she loses her baby. But neither of the men were killed. So Anish Yanish, the man who caused this woman to lose her baby, he has to pay. Now we're talking about two people. One was trying to kill the other, and accidentally hit this woman that was expecting a baby, and she loses her baby. He has to pay for the value of the baby. But it's only because V'loye Yasin Anish Yanish. In other words, because none of the men were killed. But if the person he intended to kill was killed, so he's Chayev Misa's Bezdin for killing someone, and under those circumstances, he would not pay. Because one can't be Chayev Misa and to pay. Now here's an interesting chiddush, Dr. Batanura. Once it's the type of Aveira that there's a Chayev Misa's Bezdin on it, even if he did it b'shoigeg, so he's not going to get Misa. But he still doesn't pay. Because it's the type of Aveira that would carry a Chayev Misa if he did it b'mezer with Asra. But if the Aveira was only a Chi of Karis, he does have to pay, unless, as the Batanura explained to us in the previous Mishnah, there was Edom and Asra that warned him not to do it, and therefore he gets Malkus. Once he gets Malkus, he doesn't have to pay Taka. So, chazing over our Mishnah, here the Mishnah told us about Nairas, where there would not be a Knas. His relationship was with a Naira, that was a Giyaris, a Shvuya, or a Shivcha, that was redeemed, became a Giyaris, was freed after the age of Shalosh Shanim Yom Echad. So we assume that this person was not a Psula. Rabbi Huda says that a Shvuya Shenivdis is Bikdushasa, even though she's a Gdaila. Then the Mishnah gave us a list of Eves that are Chiyuve Misas Bezdin. His daughter, his daughter's daughter, his son's daughter, his wife's daughter, his wife's son's daughter, or his wife's daughter's daughter. What do all these people have in common? They would all be Achiev Misas Bezdin. And therefore, this is the din of Kamalim with the Rabbi Menei. On an aveir that he's Chayev Misas Bezdin, he doesn't have to pay money. That's learned from the Pasuk, Vayasa in Onay Sheyonesh. These are two people that are fighting. One tried to kill the other, but by mistake, he caused a woman that was expecting to lose her baby. So the Pasuk says, if he didn't wind up killing his friend, he's going to have to pay. is mashma that if he did kill his friend, so he would be chayiv misa, he does not have to pay. He explained the Batnura told us that on the type of aveira that is a chayiv misa's bezdin, one doesn't pay, even if it was b'shoigig, so in this particular case, there is no misa's bezdin. But by chayiv karis, he would have to pay unless there were edim and asra. And the rule is, if there's edim and asra for an aveira that there's a chiyuv karis, he gets malchus. And like misa, if he gets malchus, he does not have to pay.